Well, we're sorry that we have to, but we too have a plan. We have a plan. When something goes awry, we have to jump into action and provide you with the most accurate, most current information. That's exactly what happened almost at exactly 12:51 when the first 911 call came in, followed by 100 more. The WJR news team was on top of it, and the face of that, our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne. And let me be added to the list of others who have thanked you, Marie, for such a great job yesterday in covering a horrific story.
It was a heartbreaking story, one that we hoped we'd never, ever have to cover. But it is our job to get the information out there, Paul. And we continue this morning, of course. Let's take a minute to talk about the victims in yesterday's shooting. The names have been released this morning. 16-year-old Tate Meyer, he was a varsity football player and an honor student at Oxford High School. 14-year-old Hannah St. Julia, Juliana, and 17-year-old Madison Baldwin. Here's what her grandmother told Channel 4 about her.
It's just surreal. Traumatizing. She touched so many people. She had so much patience. She was so kind.
And she was accepted at 24 different colleges, Paul. Also, 8 other people, including a teacher, were injured. They're listed in various states in the hospital right now, from critical all the way down to just having been treated for some injuries. The 17-year-old Oxford High School sophomore who's accused of shooting them, he's in police custody at Children's Village in Oakland County.
I'm sorry.
He's not been identified.
Did you say 17 just now?
I'm sorry. He is a 15-year-old. My mistake.
Right.
He is a 15-year-old.
Right.
I apologize.
That's okay.
We have a lot of ages here to deal with, but this one is a 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore, and he's right now housed at the Children's Village in Oakland County. He's not been identified by police. However, on social media, there has been a name that has been given out. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says he used a 9mm semi-automatic gun purchased by his father on Black Friday. Now, were there warning signs? That's the big question this morning. Here's what Mike Bouchard had to say about that.
But there were rumors that somebody had heard or said something or knew something in advance. None of that came to us prior to today.
And after his arrest, Bouchard says they found more rounds on him. Bouchard says it is clear that there could have been more killing if police had not made that quick arrest. And for the students, they're now left with picking up the emotional pieces after a terrifying afternoon.
5 gunshots nonstop, kept going. And then after that, I was out the building.
And I heard a second shot go off, and I just ran out the door, just ran.
That is what that student experienced yesterday. Social media, again, filled with all kinds of information about the shooter. A search warrant was executed at his home, and the police took a lot of information into custody, and the investigation will continue. Paul, the school has gone through something called ALICE training. That's an acronym for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. So students had been prepared for an event like this. They knew what to do, and really their quick thinking and their safety measures that they took along with the staff likely saved lives yesterday. Also, there's no way to know if this incident had anything to do with what happened at the school. Earlier in the month, on November 4th, the principal had sent home a letter saying that there had been some vandalism at the school. There's been a lot of talk about that, a lot of chatter on social media. There's no way to know if there's a connection.
Yeah.
So today, investigation continues. School is out in Oxford for the rest of the week, again, as that investigation continues.
It is a horrible story. More good is going to come out of this than we can ever guess right now when we're all hurting the way we are. Hundreds of mourning in churches last night, as you would well imagine. I want to say, I want to salute our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for her handling thus far of this situation. Now, I don't know about you. You were working and trying to report. Your emotions have to be in check. Mine were not, and I was crying as the governor was crying. when she said every parent's worst nightmare. It really is for those of us who still have kids in schools, or frankly just have kids, or just have nieces and nephews and cousins and others that could be these days finding themselves in a horrific situation like this one. But I also want to salute the governor for her strength in suggesting to questions from reporters that now's the time to think about the victims. Now's the time to think about the families. So when someone tried to lead her into going into a gun control rant, for example, she chose not to do that. She made it very clear that that was not the time for that. And that's what will follow. There'll be all kinds of arguments, as there always are, about guns. So I just want to salute her for not taking the easy bait that many politicians will not be able to help themselves from doing. They will, again, blame the guns, and they will use this as an opportunistic time to try to get rid of guns, something that will never happen. And I just salute her for not falling into that trap, for being genuine and emotional and real, and understanding that there's a time and place for everything. And yesterday, at that moment, while we're still trying to understand what in the world went wrong, now was not the time to launch a political rant about gun control. So I just want to point that out. When someone does something that I see that I recognize as being, I think, very good, and unfortunately in today's world in politics, unusual, I wanted to salute to the governor on that one, on her choice. She will probably be joining us tomorrow, but at the moment, not today. Marie, thanks for the information. We'll lean on you throughout the morning for other information as it becomes available. Marie Osborne, WJR, senior news analyst here on a tough day, Wednesday, December 1st, on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.